December 10th, 1933. The first word that Adam pronounced. What the first lesson was that God gave him. The divine will operating in man. I am always the tiny little ignorant one of the Supreme Being, and when the divine will plunges me into its seas, I see that I just barely know the vowels, if at all, of its adorable majesty. My littleness is such that I can just barely swallow a few drops of the much that the Creator possesses. Then, while going around in the works of the divine fiat, I paused at Eden, in which I made present to myself the creation of man. And I thought to myself, what could be the first word that Adam spoke when he was created by God? And my highest good, Jesus, visiting me with his short little visit, all goodness, as if he himself wanted to tell me, said to me, my daughter, I too feel the need to tell you what the first word was, pronounced by the lips of the first creature created by us. You must know that as soon as Adam felt life, motion and reason within himself, he saw his God before him and comprehended that he had formed him. He felt within himself, in his whole being, still fresh, the impressions, the touch of his creative hands, and, grateful, in a surge of love, he pronounced his first word, I love you, my God, my Father, the author of this, my life. But it was not only the word, but the breath, the heartbeat, the drops of his blood that flowed inside his veins, the motion, the whole of his being united together, repeated as though in chorus, I love you, I love you, I love you. So, the first lesson that he learned from his Creator, the first word that he learned to speak, the first thought that had life within his mind, the first heartbeat that was formed in his heart, was I love you, I love you. He felt himself loved, and he loved. I can say that he never stopped his I love you. It was so long, that only when he had the disgrace to fall into sin, then was it interrupted. So, our divinity felt wounded in hearing I love you, I love you. On the lips of man, it was the very same word that we had created in the organ of his voice, that was saying to us, I love you. It was our own love, created by us in the creature, that was saying to us, I love you. How not to remain wounded? How not to requite him with a yet greater, stronger love, worthy of our magnificence? As we heard I love you being spoken to us, so did we repeat to him I love you. But in our I love you, we made the operating life of our divine will flow in his whole being. So, in man, as though inside a temple of ours, we enclosed our will, so that, enclosed within the human circle, while remaining in us, it might operate great things, and might be the thought, the word, the heartbeat, the step and the work of man. Our I love you could not give a holier, a more beautiful, a more powerful thing, which alone could form the life of the Creator in the creature, than our will operating in him. And, oh, how pleasing it was for us to see that our will held its place of actor, and the human will, dazzled by its light, would enjoy its paradise, and giving it full freedom, it would let it do whatever it wanted, giving it primacy in everything, and the place of honor that befitted a will so holy. See, then, how the beginning of the life of Adam was an act of his whole being full of love toward God. What a sublime lesson, how the beginning of love should run in the whole operating of the creature. The first lesson that he received from our Supreme Being, as the requital of his I love you, was that, while loving him tenderly, replying to him, I love you, he gave him the first lesson in our divine will. And while instructing him, he communicated to him the life of it and the infused knowledge of what our divine fiat meant. And each time he said to us, I love you, our love prepared from him other lessons, more beautiful, about our will. He remained enraptured and we delighted in conversing with him, and made rivers of love and of perennial joys flow upon him. So, the human life was enclosed by us within love and our will. Therefore, my daughter, there is no greater sorrow for us than to see our love as though broken in the creature, and our will hampered, suffocated, without its operating life, and as though subjected to the human will. So, be attentive, and in all things let love and my divine will be the beginning. Fiat.